Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November the 25th, 334th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor, Mr. Lovelace.
How are you doing?
Hey, I am here. I'm ready for tomorrow. How about you?
I'm already, doing my abdominal exercises to be able to cram more food in there.
So. Good. Well, I've been querying everybody as they come in. Turkey or ham?
Turkey.
Somewhere there's a folklore, maybe it's an urban legend, that some people actually have ham.
Yeah.
So far, out of everybody that's come through, and I've been asking a lot of folks, right?
We've done ham, but turkey's kind of the standard.
Yeah. One guy's doing ham.
Yeah.
But salmon. He also is doing turkey.
Yeah. Or salmon,
Salmon could be fun. Crab would be delightful, but
pizza.
Stuffing
Chinese
inside
food.
That crab is
Kung
just,
Pao chicken's really big.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's more in the city. Yeah. So you said you had a quote.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Ready
to share?
Yeah.
All right.
It's from Emma Lazarus. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. It's the inscription on the Statue of Liberty.
I recognized it.
Yeah.
Lazarus. What was the Lazarus machine? Oh, I know. That's
Star Trek.
Yeah. Actually, the last time I saw it, it was the movie Casper the Ghost. They called the Lazarus machine. Yeah. Could have been Wild Wild West, too, for all.
Probably.
It was just kind of fun. Oh, boy. So, when you're looking at some of the things that the county has done in the last little bit, I don't think a lot of folks perceive the critical value of department heads. There was a news story, something, and it was one of the departments that Tom Mattson's in charge of. Never mentioned his name. Didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay. Department head, anonymous. Not elected. Just there. We'll hear from Bartholomew with the
department heads anonymous. It is a 12-step program.
Yeah, so. It's kind of like a recovery program. Yeah. You guys have got two of them now that are going to be changing over in the next 4 or 5 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll hear a lot of woof-de-woof about them for the first couple of months, and then they'll just kind of fade away and do their job the way that they're supposed to, and the departments will do it, and we'll see them during budget times, and they go away. How do you rate the department heads, non-elected, in Humboldt County? When you talk to your buddies at the state and other states, how do our guys stack up?
I think we generally do pretty well up here. Yeah, I think that we've got some good, strong department heads. One of the best gauges of that is talking to folks and finding out, how respected are our department heads among their peers elsewhere in the state. And, generally, that's pretty strong. We do really well on that, to the point that we have a number of department heads who are assisting other counties, are acting as department head for some of our neighboring counties, particularly Del Norte and Trinity.
Well, yeah, that would be really challenging if they had to go down to L.A.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of travel there.
Yeah. But you know what? We'd be building up our time in the airport, so that would be okay.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace. Mark, department heads come, they go. Is Humboldt County a stepping stone? Sometimes it is, or you get the sense that we are, but not all the time.
It has been at times, and it's not at other times, and it depends entirely upon the individual, which gets to the question of, you know, when we're looking at hiring a new department head, as we've just done, as you noted, we just hired a new director of Health and Human Services and made an interim appointment for planning director. And there's always a certain question about, do you want to promote from within? Do you want to hire from the existing, you know, community, or do you want to look outside? And if you do, do you want to look outside to other counties? Do you want to look outside across the country? And it really can vary, even for a given position, it can vary depending upon essentially the moment in time of what it is that you're looking for.
That's what I was going to ask. Obviously, if there's a culture within a department that is problematic, okay, you want to blow it up. The easiest way is to, you know, got somebody new from out of the area rather than hiring from within.
Well, maybe or maybe not. Maybe hiring within would get you someone who's intimately familiar with the issues that are going on with that department and, you know, knows what needs to be changed, as opposed to someone who's going to come in from the outside who may not, you know, who may take, you know, a longer learning curve to find out what the issues are. Because ultimately, any department is a collection of people.
Well, point taken. Mm-hmm. But I would think that if there are five of us in a department and we're not doing what?
Five?
Oh, okay, 50, 500, 5,000, you know, that we have pre-existing relationships with everybody that's there. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, for one of us now to be the boss, a lot of people can't handle that change in that dynamic. And I would think hiring somebody from outside the state would tend to be more beneficial than hiring somebody from inside the state if you're looking to change direction or an attitude, because then you don't have, oh, so-and-so works for them. And you know, the informal network, typically it's somebody who's brand new and everybody's on their toes for a while until the new guy comes in and they settle mm-hmm. in and you see what goes on. And as long as you're not hiring a dummy, they're going to figure things out pretty quick.
Well, there can be value to that. Hiring from outside the state always runs into the issue of, you know, California has its own peculiarities and all sorts of areas of law, as every state does.
Which is more peculiar than most.
Yeah, and yeah, that's especially when you get into, say, land use, there's going to be a lot of issues there. There's, you know, the Brown Act, there's California Public Records Act, there's any number of things that are specific to California that someone coming in from outside would have to learn. Department of Health and Human Services, as we just filled that position, that implements primarily federal programs, and so a lot of the requirements are federal, but they're federal run through the state to the county level. So there's, you know, it can vary.
It's that laundering in Sacramento that makes it so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. So it, you know, trying to figure out what we want to look for in filling a position is always, there isn't a standard fallback that you want to go from inside, you want to go outside. It really, there's a lot of variables to look at. And then ultimately, regardless of what your prevailing logic may be in terms of this is what I want a person from outside who's worked in other state or a county so that they have the California experience, they've got this, they've got that, you're still going to be limited by the folks that apply. And that's something that is realistically going to heavily favor folks that are already here in Humboldt County, because, as you know, Humboldt County is not like every other place in California. It's got a lot of unique peculiarities.
Yes.
And there's challenges. You know, people that might say, oh, yeah, I'm totally fine living in a small rural area. That might be exactly what they're looking for. But then when it's a small rural area that's 6 hours from the nearest Macy's, or Nordstrom's or something. Yeah, I mean, it can be as simple as that. Yeah,
I know. Three hours, Santa Rosa. Okay, Macy's.
Yeah,
what? what I'm always intrigued by is what philosophy. It's like the baseball draft or the NBA draft or the football draft. Do you buy the best talent and put them on the team somewhere? Or do you get the best talent in a certain position and maybe not get the most talented, but you get the most talented in that slot?
Well, the county our positions, the salary range, the salary is defined for those positions. And so we don't have, under our existing structure, the ability to say, we want to go out and target this person that fills this position with that county. You know, he or she is just awesome, and we want them, and we're going to, you know, pay them what it takes to get them to come up here and do that. It doesn't work that way. So it's not the,
but
the
out of
sports
the pool,
analogy doesn't.
But out of the pool that applies.
Of the pool, of the people that respond to the position as defined at the pay raise, the pay range as defined.
So does the job description, is it specific for the position, or is it a little bit broader?
For department heads, it's you know, absolutely, and actually for all positions, it's the county's personnel system, and certainly our HR director, Dan Folks, could fill you in far greater detail. But we fill positions as defined, and that is a difference, again, you know, limited by law, that we can't hire the individual and define, you know, create the position to fit that individual. The hiring has to be, it has to be a fair process where everyone applying has the same chance, the same opportunity. So they know, you know, the
And you have to do the outreach. It's kind of like an EEO.
The position's defined, and so someone knows the rules that, you know, for how they compete for that position. And you can't change it by saying, you know, oh, we want to hire this person. They're not interested in how it was defined, so if we add this, this, and this to the position, then we can get that person to come on board.
Now, that sounds like the old days. KINS. Yeah. Okay, really old days. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Mark, one of the things I think that's really kind of an intriguing concept, and I don't perfect, I mean, I know how I think I might do your job, but I don't really know the ins and outs. I know private sector, not public sector. Mm-hmm. One of the basic mantras that we try to operate under is hire for attitude, train for aptitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now, based on what we were just talking about with department heads, you have to hire for aptitude and hope you get the attitude. How challenging is that?
Well, it's a, it can be a difficult aspect of things because the position, again, as noted, is defined based on we need someone that can, you know, is familiar with this, you know, has worked in this field, has done X, Y, and Z. You lay out basically here's the ideal resume that you're looking for. But then when it comes to the actual interview process, ultimately, the resume is like the minimum qualifications. You know, you want someone that can do all this, but then in terms of hiring,
it lets you just jump in the sandbox.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it says, yeah, you know, here are the people that are qualified, that meet these qualifications. And sure, there's some who may be more or less qualified that may, you know, someone has held this position in three other counties and, you know, and that's great versus someone that, well, they've been in the assistant director position, but they've never been in the director position, or they've got comparable experience but not quite. Varies depending upon, you know, each person in that interview process. Of course, I'm 1 in 5 on my board, and I believe strongly that when you've got someone who has the qualifications, that or a pool of people that all each have the qualifications, you want to then look at the person. You really want to hire for the individual, and as long as they have the basic skill set, yeah, the details of the job, the other qualifications can all be learned. That's all, as you said, that's aptitude.
So when
can
that,
be acquired over time.
So when that person gets dropped into the tank, mm-hmm, of the department or whatever, do you have any concerns about them sinking or swimming or getting chewed up? Because I'm thinking if you had somebody who had the attitude, I mean, it was there, hit the requirements, but they were pretty much the minimum requirements on most of them. But these were one of these folks that lit up a room, and everybody was on board. Okay, and you put them into a situation where they are having to rely on others for that information, and pretty soon folks start to get the impression, this isn't an oracle that's with us. This is somebody who's almost like one of us, and maybe we could have done the job better.
Yeah.
And the attack starts. Do you guys monitor? Or does HR monitor and make sure that things are going okay for the first couple of days? Because I would imagine when you hire a department head, there's a minimum commitment, there's an agreement, and you really are wanting to be sure that this individual will be successful.
And that can be a big concern when you bring in someone, especially if you bring in someone from outside, if you're passing over folks from inside, if you bring in someone who's perhaps less qualified than someone who's already, you know, in the department, who had been looking for that position, you know, there can certainly be hurt feelings. There can be frustrations, folks feeling like, you know, what's the message that you're sending that you don't trust your existing staff?
And then spinning out of control.
There's all of these things that you have to weigh. You know that you've made a really good hire, though, and I can think of a number of examples, not just with the county, but with other agencies whose boards I sit on, where years later, someone that got passed over maybe was frustrated or, you know, angered by the fact that you, you know, hired someone else for that position rather than them. If you've done the right thing, you can have folks come to you later and say, you know, I was upset when you didn't give me that position, but you made the right choice. So-and-so is awesome. You know, he or she is the right person for that job. And I can think of a couple examples where that's happened. And that's a, yeah, that's a great sign when that person that got passed over says, you made the right choice.
So obviously you don't have the ability to foretell that.
No.
At the hiring point. The two
but
folks.
Let me actually. I wanted to back up because you also talked about that piece of, you know, when someone comes in and they don't have the full skill set, you know, or the ideal skill set perhaps. What do you? But they're the right person, but they don't have the full skill set. That's an opportunity to really set expectations clearly and say, okay, let's be upfront about that. Let's have a discussion about your strengths and your weaknesses and say, come back in a couple of months and let us know, you know, give us your work plan, your personal work plan to fill those gaps in your resume. And what are you going to do over the next 6 months, the next year?
Conditions of employment, almost.
Not really. You know, I mean, if you've made an interim appointment, you know, you can do that, or a probationary period or something, which sends its own messages. If you feel good about that person, then simply saying, you know, here's your first task is to give us a written work plan of what you're going to do to bring yourself up to speed on this issue. Sometimes it may be someone who has the overall skill set for running a department, running an agency, whatever it is, but they don't have the specifics of that. Maybe they're a great department head, but they haven't run this kind of department, or they're a great director for an agency, but they don't have the technical aspect of what that agency does.
So kind of what you guys can expect out of me for the first 6 months.
Yeah.
And we'll timeline it and make sure that everybody's comfortable in the direction things are headed.
Yeah. And, you know, when I first came on the board, the county hadn't done performance evaluations for department heads for a long, long time. And we were just getting into that. And one of the things that was lacking is because we hadn't done that, we didn't have performance expectations. And you really have to look at it as a cycle, you know, where you find out what are the performance expectations for this person. The board says, here's what we want you to accomplish. And then that department head should come back to us at budget time and saying, here's what you want me to get done. I need this, 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 and this.
It works circular.
Yeah. And if we don't give that, you know, the department head the tools they need to get the job done, then we have to temper our own expectations. But that way it protects them from having us just suddenly after having no contact for 3 years, saying, guess what? I wanted you to be doing this. Never told you that, but right. I wanted you to be doing this and you didn't. So I'm really upset.
And most folks won't come around the corner and say, how am I doing? Well, unless there's food involved.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, it's kind of like a press.
It's amazing what you can get done with donuts.
It's like a press conference.
Box of donuts works every time.
Apple fritters or buttermilk bars only, please. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Mark Lovelace.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Lovelace. Mark, you guys had two appointments, one interim, one permanent,
mm-hmm.
one on hand, one not on hand. One here knows the territory. One's going to be stunned and amazed for the first 3 years. Probably two different types of processes, yet they both seem to culminate at the same time. You happy with the choices?
Yeah. Of course, Rob Wall, who we just appointed as interim planning director, he's been with the county for a few years now. Prior to that, he'd been the planning director for the city of Eureka. He's been in the private sector here locally. So he's a known quantity, and that was really... For my part,
must have been really cool to be able to.
For my part, it's a pretty obvious choice. I was really happy with that appointment. For an interim position, the Department of Health.
Now, does interim mean temporary, or does interim mean
It means we're still doing a hiring process for the director, and I can't go into more detail on that. He may or may not.
So it's a transition into a permanent.
I can tell you part of the reason for that was just because we have been so immersed in this hiring process for the Department of Health and Human Services director. When Kevin Hamblin announced
Kevin
he
said,
was setting
see you guys.
Down,
yeah.
it's kind of like, how much can we accommodate at one time? We can put that issue off by just making an interim appointment, and then once we've got the Health and Human Services position done, then we can look at the long-term issue, appointment on that. Department of Health and Human Services, this is a consolidated, integrated department. I'm sure you're familiar with all the talk around that. And it's only had one director since it was formed, and that's been Phil Crandall. And so after 15 years...
That's right, because when John was running it, it was a different critter, wasn't it?
When that all got coalesced into one, we had the different department heads for public health, mental health, social services, all put into one
blender.
Yeah, and you then had to have a singular department head, which was Phil Crandall, and he has done a great job in implementing that and putting that structure together. And back to that question of how do you know if you've got success, I can tell you we've had folks, all of us have had the experience of supervisors or Health and Human Services directors from other counties tell us that Humboldt County is the model for rural counties. It's been 15 years, though. We've got that model together and operating, and now it's time to look for a different person that's going to carry that department into the future.
And she comes in January 1?
Something like that.
Plus or minus.
Plus or minus.
We'll see what calendar she's running on.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by. And happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. See you tomorrow.